This is Morning Edition on KUT. I'm Jennifer Staten. Every summer, hundreds of Central Texas high school graduates prepare for a life-changing experience, going to college. According to the Austin Chamber of Commerce, 90% of Central Texas seniors say they plan to go directly to college out of high school. But really, only 61% actually enroll in the fall. So why aren't 30% of students making it to class? That's a question KUT's education reporter Kate McGee wanted to answer. She found three students making the transition from high school to college. She followed them over the summer to see the challenges that these students face and see how they can prevent a student from attending class in the fall. Kate joins us now to talk about the project. So you were following these students pretty regularly for about 2 months. Tell us what you were doing.
So I found three students through this nonprofit here in Austin called Breakthrough Austin. They basically start with students in sixth grade who are first in their families to go to college and stay with them through college to make sure that they get a degree. So I found three kids who are graduating this spring and just started going to every meeting they had, every financial aid meeting they had, went to orientations, planning meetings for their budgets, and just tried to see what issues these kids were facing and how they were solving them on their own, because a lot of them, or all of them, were the first in their families to really kind of delve into this college enrollment process. We decided to create a Tumblr page called themonthsbetween.kut.org. That's the link. And I just tracked their progress on this Tumblr page. You know, when one of the students had a financial aid meeting, I'd, you know, kind of update that that's what he was doing in the process. When another student was going to orientation, just kind of showing, you know, where they were and how, what the challenges were that they were facing.
Well, so after spending so much time with the students, then what would you say are the major challenges that, they faced?
They don't know what they don't know. They don't know the questions to ask about what they need to do to be prepared for college. They don't know who to go to get financial aid help. They don't know where to find scholarship money or extra money, and they don't even know where to begin because their parents most often have never done this. And so many times what happens is a lot of students will get so overwhelmed or they'll miss deadlines. They'll get, you know, unenrolled from classes because a school is like, oh, this person isn't showing up. And then they'll wait and say, oh, I'll start next semester, and then they never do. And then it starts this long process of trying to kind of catch up and get back into education when they've been out of the classroom for a little while. All three kids, financial aid was the biggest problem, trying to find enough money to go to college, working, wrangling with schools to get more money, scholarships and all that. The final thing I think would be this lack of support system from their parents. Not that their parents didn't care or didn't want them to go to school. I think there was a sense of, we don't know what to do, so figure it out. And these kids did have a support system with Breakthrough Austin. You know, they're really involved and advocate for these kids a lot. But not having that parent support, I think, stressed a lot of these kids out because they were making this decision on their own and have looked to their parents their entire life for guidance. So to make this huge decision and not have that parent input was really stressful for a lot of these kids.
Well, now you mentioned Breakthrough Austin, and that's the nonprofit that you connected with the students through. So tell us a little bit more about Breakthrough Austin and what kind of role they played.
All of the kids that I followed were really smart, went to good schools here in Austin, got into a lot of good colleges, and academically were strong. But I would venture to guess I do not think that some of them would be starting this fall without Breakthrough Austin or would have made it to class. They were really big advocates, you know, knocking on the kids' doors, getting them out of their beds to go to meetings that they needed to go to, following up with the schools when the kids were working to make enough money to pay for college, kind of helping these kids lay out budgets. Like, I sat in meetings with students where they were figuring out every single dime that they had to, would have to pay this fall, you know, for books or spending money or gas to get to school if they were commuting, things that an 18-year-old doesn't really want to do and doesn't have the experience to do. And so Breakthrough was really helping them with that. And I think even earlier, a lot of the students said in sixth grade, you know, they're doing after-school programming and summer programming with Breakthrough. And I think that the kids said, you know, I didn't really think about the importance of Breakthrough when I was in sixth grade. The last thing I wanted to do during the summer was go to school. But Breakthrough got it in their minds that college was the goal for them. And they all said without Breakthrough, they didn't think it would happen.
Well, so where are these students now? Did they make it to class?
You'll have to listen to the stories.
Okay.
We have three different stories that are airing in the next 2 days. going through the process this summer, and you're going to have to stay tuned to find out. The stories will air in the morning and the afternoon.
Kate McGee is KUT's education reporter, and you can hear the first student story this afternoon during All Things Considered. That's going to start at 4 o'clock here on KUT, and you can, of course, find it at KUT.org. And also take a look back at their summer preparation on the project's Tumblr page. That's themonthsbetween.kut.org. Again, that's themonthsbetween.kut.org. I'm Jennifer Staten, KUT News.